At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
A listener note. This episode contains adult language and content. Chapter 3, Reconnect.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my love.
What time is it?
It's about 8:30.
Why are you calling me this early?
Low-key, so I can hear your morning voice.
No. You mean you wanted to wake me up out of my sleep so my defenses would be down and less likely to call you out of your bullshit.
Maybe. But not. I miss you. I miss our talks. I miss your voice, Kay.
Why are you doing this, Jameson?
I told you. Because I miss you. You know I love talking to you.
At 8 in the morning?
8:30.
And you love talking to me so much, but you'll never call me back.
This is me calling you back.
Nigga, a year later. 365 days is how long ago I called your phone. It is too early for this, Jamie. What do you want?
Calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. I was sleeping. Minding my business, in my bed, miles away from you, and here you come calling my phone like you're the fucking hotel wake-up service.
I'm sorry, mommy. I'm sorry. I just want to know why you left me.
Left you? Oh, how rich. First of all, we weren't even together for real. No labels, right, Jamie? Because you said you didn't have time for us because you were in medical school. Next thing I know, you've dropped out of your psychiatric residency without telling me, by the way. And now you don't have time for us because you're focusing on acting. So what am I supposed to do with that?
But I was honest, Kenna.
Not with yourself. Jamie, with everything I had going on, I still called you. I texted you. I came to Queens. I showed up for us. But your schedule is so full that you couldn't initiate a text, call, go out, nothing. Just 24/7 acting, right?
Don't act like that, Kenna. I texted you back. You know when I'm focused on a goal, I can't think of anything else. Kenna.
What?
You saw me in that show, The Bronx, with Maurice Washington, right?
I did. And The Perfect Catch, and Special Crimes Unit, and Crowded Space. What's your point?
Then you know. It's all consuming.
Here we go.
Just to get my foot in the door, classes, character breakdowns, learning lines, last-minute self-tapes. And if I do get a call back, now I'm switching my schedule around just to make sure I'm available. It's nonstop, Kenna. And I'm just trying to live my dream.
I didn't know living your dreams included abandoning your friends, but... Oh, okay. And by the way, I left New York, Jamie. Not you. You left us.
I hear what you're saying, babe. That's not what it felt like. If you were here with me, we could be doing this together. You know, creating content together, acting together.
Jameson, my patience is starting to expire. Please tell me what you want.
Are you not hearing me? You gonna make me say it? You...
I can't do this, Jamie.
Babe, wait. You remember the day we met? In the middle of nowhere, Queens, on set, it was hot as fuck. And everybody's eyes were on you when you walked in. I just remember your hair. I mean, you know your hair always does it for me. And watching you and how you bodied that character. What was her name?
Corinne.
Yeah, Corinne. And I just how you carried yourself. I remember thinking, you know, she's a fucking star, bro, dead ass. And... That's the moment I knew that we were going to be something, you know, friends, more than that, I don't know, something. So everything we shared from that time on and how vulnerable you've been with me, I don't take that for granted. Our connection is far beyond the physical, you know that, right? You're in-game to me. I just want you to know I fucked up. I didn't know how to be fully present with everything that I had going on and also manage a relationship. And I didn't want to be unfair to you.
So why are you calling me asking me why I left you when it was clearly not me.
You are the most beautiful girl in the world, and I got nothing but love for you, babe.
Oh my God. Is this a prank? Are you reciting song lyrics? Are you recording me right now? What am I supposed to do with this, Jamie? What am I supposed to do next, huh? Just feel good that you still have feelings, but no, you ain't gonna do a goddamn thing about it? You haven't even apologized for fumbling me the first time. Get off my phone. Ugh. Why did I pick up? I know why I picked up. I'll always pick up. Like, you ever meet somebody who just gets you? Who's not afraid to be honest and vulnerable and generous, who's thoughtful and playful, and when he's present, he's fully present. He's encouraging and talented and just a beautiful man who wants the best for you most of the time. I fell in love with that. And then he took it away. I swear, even the good ones are trash. But today will be a good day. Even though Jameson is texting me right now. I'm sorry, love. Yes, you are. Like I was saying, even though Jameson is trying to manipulate my feelings, I'm not going to let that hinder today's vibes, because baby girl is flying in from Houston and we're going to have some much needed girl time, because I need to get out of the house. This therapist recommended social media fast is... Obviously, I'm cheating, but I did temporarily remove the apps from my phone so I wouldn't be able to scroll while I'm away from the computer or out of the house. No, I haven't been out of the house, hence girl time. You know, I don't know if I completely agree with Dr. Eli's assessment of the Winston letter, and then there was this whole other situation. So this Jacob guy, who owns some weed shop, commented that I was dumb, ugly, and needed a face transplant. I thought I responded nicely. Thanks for engaging with my post. Heart emoji. Well, that pissed him off apparently, because he followed up with, I hope this year ends your life. I commented asking him how his Nana was doing, knowing damn well that Heffa died 3 weeks ago. Then I replied that he probably needed a meeting, and I dropped the address, date, and time of the AA meeting closest to his house. And I admit, that was probably a little bit too far for public consumption, but that bitch wished me dead and I don't give a fuck about him or his 3-year chip. So, with both of these incidences happening back to back, the good doc felt like I needed to step away from the harmful stimuli of social media. And here we are. 1 week break, that's what we agreed to. And Mia's gonna be here in about 5 hours. And I still have some cleaning and laundry to do before I scoop it from the airport. So, let's get a little cleaning music going. Operation Keep Kenna from Killing These Clowns, part 1, is underway.